Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The Chicago Blackhawks close out the month of January on home ice against a team that has historically struggled to earn wins, playoff positions, and respect around the National Hockey League. But the Columbus Blue Jackets feel they've turned a corner with a new head coach and a whole new attitude. So tonight, as the Hawks try to banish a four-game winless streak, they'll need to be ready to match the Jackets' intensity and do so immediately. Hi again, everyone. John Weideman along with Charlie Meliotis and Jack Heimer. Down to center ice we go. Coyle against Ryan Green. What do these two guys have in common? Both played at Boston University. The drop of the puck and we're underway, and the Blue Jackets get control. Marchman top of the circle, but Marchenko fed it in front of the net. Coyle shoots and scores. It's a power play goal, and the Columbus Blue Jackets take a 1-0 lead with 46 seconds left in period one. Bertuzzi in the corner, stopping on a dime there with nine. Put it to the high slot. Vlasic fires, and that's blocked by Jenner. Vlasic got it back, fires again. Stopped in front, rebound, score! Connor Bedard! With 2.7 seconds left on the clock, he ties the score at one. And for Connor Bedard, that's goal number 22 on the season. 1-1 the score. Beside the net, Spencer Knight guides it in behind to Connor Murphy, playing in his 800th game. Now to Burakovsky, turns it over in front. Coyle shoots and scores. This is an egregious turnover by Andre Burakovsky, and he knew it. From the corner to Spencer Knight's right, he took the puck and tried to go rink wide with a pass. This is picked off between the circles by Coyle, who in his next motion shot it into the top shelf. 2-1 Columbus. Coyle grabs it behind the net, put it in front. Olivier shoots and scores. Mathieu Olivier, more known for his fighting than his goal scoring, looked like a goal scorer there. He snapped it into the top shelf past Spencer Knight. It's now 3-1 in favor of Columbus.
The Hawks might be looking to see if they're going to challenge for goaltender interference, but Jeff Glassman says, nope, we are good. Or is he going to say we're going to challenge? Yeah, I think he is, actually, John. Good call.
Chicago is using its coach's challenge for goaltender interference prior to the goal.
I think the contact happened right after the puck.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of don't think there was any. Well, what's the call?
Determined there was no goaltender interference. We have a good goal. Chicago
with a 2-man
penalty for delay
of game. Here's Nazar down the slot. Shoots, he scores! His first goal in 5 games! He took a little dish from Bedard from the right wing boards of the Blue Jacket zone and rolled in on for Sleekens and stuck it into the top shelf. Empty net and six attackers to the Hawks. Jackets come out of their end of center ice. Coyle's got the puck into the Hawks zone with an empty net. He shoots and scores and completes the hat trick. This makes the score 4-2 in favor of the Columbus Blue Jackets. Charlie Coyle has factored into every one of the Blue Jackets' goals here tonight. 3 goals and 1 assist. And he helps the Blue Jackets to the win in tonight's game with 1:03 left in period number 3. It's 4-2 in favor of Columbus.